Hi everyone, welcome back to Friendly Horrors, the podcast. I hope you're doing well and staying safe. My name is Alejandra and I am the host of Friendly Horrors. So I created this podcast so that you could have an escape and an opportunity for people that like creepy things to come together and listen to some stories. So I can't really take too many things too seriously, and I also make jokes when I'm uncomfortable. So this has kind of become a horror slash true crime slash comedy podcast. So yeah, it may be a weird combo, but sometimes you just need a little humor. And I just wanted to re-say that because it's been a while since I've even mentioned that. But yeah, so if you're new here, Friendly Horrors is a weekly podcast where I tell you creepy stories like unsolved mysteries, ghost stories, paranormal activity, legends, murders, conspiracy theories, and well, anything else horrifying, terrifying, or something that could keep you up at night. So the friendly aspect comes from having friends and family members of mine on the podcast to share their favorite creepy stories, but I can't do that due to the coronavirus. I said that really weird. I'm so sorry. But yeah, so I decided to make shorter episodes between 15 to 20 minutes long, but lately they've been a little longer, where it's just me telling you an interesting, dumb story for this week. And I wanted to remind you guys, especially in this epi, that these things are all allegedly. Do not sue me. I am Wikipedia. I did not say that these are all facts. Alleged. I'm just going to keep saying allegedly. So yeah. So this is epi 14. And ever since quarantine started, I wanted to, find the truth about a certain case. So today I will be discussing Carol Baskin and the disappearance of Don Lewis. And this is a quick disclaimer. This is all quick research I did. These things that I discovered while looking into this case, and I am just kind of spitting out alleged facts. I want you to know and let you know that I'm going to try my best to have you guys conclude your thoughts without being too biased. But the truth is, we may never know the truth, especially based on the hour and a half that I had to research the case. So, all right. After that long intro and quick disclaimer, let's get into some good shit. So let's talk about Don Lewis and Carol frickin' Baskin. So if you don't know who Carol Baskin is, then you've been busy doing other things and not on Netflix during quarantine. But Carol Baskin's name started popping out around like March and April, because that's kind of when like the quarantine first started and a lot of people were on Netflix. So Carol Baskin came out during a Netflix docuseries. So this series is called Tiger King Murder, Mayhem, and Madness. And it is all about Joe Exotic and other people in like the United States that have big cat zoos and or sanctuaries. So Joe Exotic is a crazy dude that just sums it up, and he had a big cat zoo, and Carol Baskin was basically his biggest enemy, and she had a big cat sanctuary. And while these two things are different, they're both basically a zoo for like tigers, bobcats, lions, and stuff like that. So that's just a little background, but we're here to talk about Don Lewis and his disappearance. So in this docuseries, they kind of insinuated a lot that Carol Baskin may have killed her husband for his money. And we'll get into that more, but I wanted to make the point to say that the series was a little skewed, at least in my opinion. It did make it seem like she killed him for whatever reasons it was. I feel like they didn't give us the whole story, so I've been very curious about this for quite a while now. So everyone on the internet thinks that she did it because the series told us a couple like weird things. It didn't tell us the whole thing, and I'm not saying that I don't think she did it. Like, as of now, I don't think, it's not that I don't think she did it or didn't do it. All I'm saying is we're gonna figure it out together, and I'm gonna conclude at the end of this podcast, I think. But do you think she did it? Was she framed? Is he really dead? I don't know. So I'm actually unsure how to tell the story without being completely biased. So I'm just going to give you kind of like multiple facts and stories, and let's see what we can conclude out of what we find out together. So Don Lewis was a 60-year-old I think he was like 59, so basically 60-year-old millionaire, and he disappeared, and his lawyers believe that Lewis was strangled in a plane over the Gulf of Mexico. His attorney said that there are too many indications of foul play, opportunities, and motives. He believes that Lewis would have never left his family or cats behind. So that's his attorney. His attorney believes like he wasn't killed. And let's get into the story a little bit, kind of where it all kind of began. Well, not all of it, but, you know, I feel like this is an important part of the story, so that's why I'm saying it. So Carol Baskin had a tough life. She was sexually abused by multiple people at the same time when she was only 14, and they were people who lived across the street from her. So when she tried to tell her dad about it, he basically, like, slut-shamed her and said it was her fault. So when Carol was 17, she moved from Texas to Florida. And she ended up getting married with her boss of the department store that she was working at. His name was Michael Murdoch. And again, she was 17. So they ended up having a daughter about a year later. Her name is Jamie. And when Carol was 19, she ended up throwing a potato at Michael as a form of self-defense. He often abused her, so this was kind of her way of saving herself in this very moment. You know, which is kind of smart. Like, you throw a potato, like, that's not going to hurt you, but it might catch you off guard a little bit. You know what I mean? But, what was I saying? Yeah. So she ran out of her house barefoot, and this is when she met Don Lewis. He pulled over and told her, like, oh, get in the car. Like, I can give you a ride. And she said, oh, hell no, basically. And he kept asking. He kept insisting. And then he pulled over again. And he was like, he showed her a gun and says, here, you can hold the gun to my head the whole time while we're driving. He just wanted to give her a ride and talk. And although this is strange, she got in the car and she held the gun to his head. And that's the start of a beautiful love story. If your love story doesn't start like that, you don't want it. I'm messing with you, of course. So when, you know, that happened, they ended up going into a hotel room. And, well, they were both married at this point, so it is considered an affair. Lewis had been married for decades, but this was not his first girlfriend during his marriage with Gladys. So Don Lewis is considered a self-made millionaire from different businesses like real estate. And some sketchy stuff we'll talk about later. But he was also known as a sex addict. And in the docuseries, one of his daughters actually calls him a sex addict. So they each respectively get divorced of their spouses and end up marrying each other. So like I was saying, Don did some sketchy things. He would buy people's mortgages at crazy interest rates. And when they couldn't pay him back, he would basically fuck them over because he would either sell it or sell it for an even higher mortgage or whatever. Or he would foreclose their houses. So I'm sure that made some enemies on its own. And then some other things. He was really rich, but he was really cheap. So he would wear like Kmart clothes, like $2 sales clothes, which is actually what he was last wearing before he disappeared. And the thing he would do would he would randomly like take out money and buy planes in cash. So keep this as a bookmark in your head later. So he used these planes to go to places like Costa Rica, and he would go to Costa Rica at least once a month. Oftentimes these Costa Rica business trips would be when Carol was on her period. And like I mentioned, he was considered a sex addict, so this is a little sus. Carol said that he needed sex at least once a day, and often it was more. And I mean, for like, I don't know, that's crazy because they're like in their 50s. He's in his like 50s, like, bro, like, chill out. But she said that he had a girlfriend in Costa Rica, which later when investigators went down to Costa Rica, they did find that was true. So clearly he was pretty fake as fucking unloyal. So untrustworthy, that's for sure. I'm not, just making sure you know that. So on July 1997, Lewis filed a restraining order against Carol Frickin' Baskin, and had apparently threatened to kill him. So Carol says that he actually filed this because she was throwing away her things I mean, throwing away his things whenever he would go to Costa Rica, like junk that he would get like at antique shops or garage sales and stuff like that. You know, rich people always be throwing away their money on stupid shit. But apparently they were having a heated argument about it, and she threatened to kill him, allegedly, from Lewis's point of view. But Carol said that all she was doing was throwing away junk without his permission, and I guess that's what kind of threw him over the edge and made him file a restraining order. But he wasn't granted the protection order by the judge, and Carol said that at this point Don's mental health was kind of declining. He would often forget to use the bathroom, or would choose not to even though he had to, and he would often call her about being lost. So she wanted him to get professional help, and he did it once and never went back. So again, this is all just according to Carol. There is no like actual like maybe like sometimes they use like their like Don's personal journals or stuff like that. This is all alleged. This is all just Carol. This is all her side of the story. This is all stuff she said. Like, he never told anybody else. Nobody else knew that he was going through this. So this was all just Carol saying that his mental health was declining. So on August 1997, Don Lewis disappeared. You know, this was literally a month after the filing of the restraining order. So in 2002, he was declared legally dead. And in 2020, his case was reopened. His remains were never found. So, I don't know how much they could find now. Almost what? Way more, like 23 years later. But let's get into his disappearance a little bit. The morning of his disappearance, he told Carol that he was going to drop something off at his real estate office. He was going to drop off some signs, and he was going to load some stuff onto a truck, and then he was going to head to Costa Rica. So the signs that he was dropping off ended up being dropped off at the real estate office, but no one saw him. And Carol Baskin didn't report him until, like, she didn't report him missing until the next day. So when they did the investigation, they found his truck in like the airplane parking lot area with a broken window, and it was kind of beat up. But this had supposedly happened before the disappearance. So other than the keys on the floor of the truck, there is no evidence of any foul play at this point. So he had lots of planes, like I had mentioned, and he would buy them randomly, but he didn't have a license. Some places say he didn't have a license or it was revoked. So he wouldn't report that he was flying. And Carol actually said, like, yeah, sometimes he wouldn't like state that he was flying, or he would fly like under the radar level, so they couldn't like see him on the radar. So it is very possible that he got on a plane and left. And, you know, so they cannot find any evidence of foul play or like evidence of him, like something happening to him. His body was never found on any of the properties that he owned, even the Big Cat Sanctuary. But one of his daughters and his ex-wife actually suggest that Carol cut up the body and grinded it up in the meat grinder and fed it to the cats. So this actually started Joe Exotic's little crazy song, you know, which was quite terrifying because they show her, like, the fake Carol, like, grinding her up, but whatever. So here's the thing about the meat grinders. The meat grinders were taken off the premises weeks before his disappearance. So the meat grinders were also, like, small. They weren't these industrialized meat grinders that we see in the Netflix docuseries. So, I think this is not something that actually happened. It was just kind of something that they were doing. You know, they just were saying because they didn't think it was fair that Carol Baskin got the money. Like, his dad, they didn't think it was fair that, like, Don Lewis didn't leave his daughters as much money as he left Carol. So, also, if this meat grinder thing did happen, it would leave way too much evidence. Think about it. They would need to get knives to cut up the bodies. They would need to like find a surface to cut up the bodies and all these things. And all these things can be found. they like thoroughly searched all of the property. They searched the garbages. They searched even the properties in Costa Rica. They went to talk to people. Some people in Costa Rica actually said they saw him, and some people like didn't. So it was kind of like inconsistent. So they just kind of threw that out of the case. But I genuinely believe that the meat grinder thing didn't happen. Because it's just too much evidence to get rid of. Like, even like if they were to wash the knives, it would get all over the sink or whatever they were doing. So I don't think that happened. But another theory is that he bought a plane that day, like the day he disappeared, and crashed it into the ocean while on his way to Costa Rica, which is why there's no record of him or the plane. But there is record of him taking out large chunks of cash from both of his accounts, both business and personal. So it is very possible that he bought a plane, considering he would often walk around with large wads of cash. So the daughters were like, wait, we want more money. So they're like, why did Carol do this? Like, they were basically trying to pit it on Carol. And I'm not saying she's innocent, of course, but on the will that Carol and Louis signed together, it stated that if they disappeared, Carol would get the wealth. Here's the thing. They signed it together. So Louis knew what he was signing. Like, they formed it together. They were both with their lawyers. Meaning that if he was in some kind of trouble, he could be like, fuck it, I'm going to disappear. You take my money, take care of it, send me some every so often. And, you know, because there was a lot of people after him because of his sketchy businesses, like business practice they would do. So, that's kind of all of the evidence and stuff that I found. And I don't have the answers for you. I don't know what happened. And I do want to say that the Netflix series did paint her like a murderer. So before I did the research, I was like, she killed her husband. Like, and I think that that's the fun theory about it. Like, that I don't know how else to explain it, but it's kind of like a fun theory to think that Carol Baskin cut up her ex-husband into little tiny pieces and grinded him up in the meat grinder. But after my research, I am very positive that I want to say like 90% positive she didn't do that. And I don't know. The way that she would have done it and fed it to the animals just doesn't add up to me anymore. So I'm sorry. I'm not saying I trust her because I think she's really hypocritical and kind of crazy, but like, I don't think she killed him at this point. Something might come up in the future in investigations and we may find out that she did. But at this point, from the investigating I did, I don't think she killed him. I'm sorry. But we will find out since the case was reopened this year. So let's keep our eyes out for that. But sorry that there are no conclusive answers to anything, but tell me what you guys think. That's it for this epi. Let me know what you guys thought of it. Let me know what you think. Do you think she killed her husband? There's so much in this case, and I'm not sure I got everything. So if you have more information or any opinions to share with me, please make sure to let me know. Do you think she killed him? Let me know what you thought about it. And again, if you have any suggestions or stories or want to talk about the Carol Baskin thing, please email me at friendlyhorrors@gmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook, and I also look at those Facebook messages and comments. So, yeah, it's just my Facebook page. It's Friendly Horrors, and I think it's Friendly Horrors, a podcast, but it's really easy to find. Also, please rate this podcast and share it with all your friends, family, and anyone and everyone in between. Engagement is great, and I would love any and all feedback you have to give me. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I truly appreciate you. Please come back next week to hear more creepy stories, and I will see you then. Bye!